On this week's Tourism Roundup, we tell you how the growth of gastronomy tourism can help boost the local economy. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. Jamaican food is loved the world over. In fact, hundreds of people travel to Jamaica each year to experience our unique cuisine. From high-end dishes to street foods, from jerk chicken and potato pudding to ackee and saltfish, there is something to satisfy the foodie in everyone right here in Jamaica. Through the Tourism Linkages Network, the Ministry of Tourism's plan is to ensure that visitors consume more Jamaican food. One of the Linkages Network's latest initiative in this regard is the Blue Mountain Coffee Festival. The three-day event set for March aims to provide a unique coffee experience in the Blue Mountain area.
These events are designed not only to highlight the gastronomic product in the region, but to also directly benefit community members. The upcoming festival will help to bring even more of the wealth of tourism to these communities.
Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett. He says the staging of food festivals will help to bolster the relationship between tourism and agriculture.
At the same time, a key part of the strategy is to ensure that more of the earnings from the industry are retained locally to aid in increasing the production of coffee. Not only do food festivals attract visitors, thus stimulating tourism, but they also promote growth and create more business opportunities for people in the community. We will be using food festivals as a strategic marketing tool to tap into the lucrative gastronomy global tourism market. Our rum, our seafood, our jerk, and other culinary delights that have put us on the world map will be leveraged to position Jamaica as the gastronomy center of the Caribbean.
With food festivals creating a platform for collaboration, other local businesses also benefit.
They also promote growth and the visibility of other businesses. It gives visibility to other businesses in the communities. The economic benefit of successful festivals are tremendous. As such, they affect tourism and non-tourism related business alike.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Tourism has launched a tourism demand study book geared at increasing economic opportunities for local businesses and farmers in the sector. Portfolio Minister Edmund Bartlett says the book will give micro, small and medium-sized enterprises a clearer understanding of the demand for various products and services in the tourism industry, allowing entrepreneurs to tailor their operations accordingly.
And we have a book that indicates now what the demand is for berries in the industry. So we can say to the berry farmers, this is what you can produce against. We can say to the financiers, this is how you can create a portfolio to provide affordable loans for farmers who are going into the berry industry.
Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett. To obtain a copy of the book, persons may call the ministry at 920-492-6030 or send an email to tourismlinkages@mot.gov.jm. In our No Jamaica segment this week, St. Mark's Anglican Church. The St. Mark's Anglican Church, the parish church of Manchester, was completed and consecrated in 1820. It is constructed of stone. In the late 19th century, the chancel and timber clerestory were added and the tower was raised. This building features classic Gothic details, such as the pointed arch doors and window openings which adorn the building. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.